You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
He is Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Harry Douglas feeling kind of froggy today. He's got the glasses on. He's got the dope sweatshirt on that says loyalty with the sunglasses. I am afraid of you, young man, when it comes to Harry Douglas.
So, Freddie, these glasses, my 7-year-old daughter Harrison gave them to me yesterday. She said, yeah. Daddy, can you wear these on your show?
Nice.
And I was like, for you, baby girl, I'd do any and everything. So here nice. I am today on Greeny, 10 a.m. to 12 noon with you, Freddie Coleman.
Amen.
The Freddie and Harry edition of Greeny.
Yes, it is. It is the takeover. No doubt
and
about
ready
that.
To rock and roll. I got a fresh cut this morning.
I know, man. Look at you, man.
Got my fresh cut. I'm ready to go, baby.
You're like a new dime. And that's always a good thing. That is never ever a bad thing as far as that goes. So we're off to a good start, which means that we need to continue that.
Here we go! Go!
Only one place to start.
Are the New York Jets going to be that team this year like they were supposed to be last year in 2023? We know four plays in, Aaron Rodgers goes down to injury, and all of a sudden you heard the Price is Right music, Harry. Wow. And that was the Jets season in a nutshell. But another move being made by this team to make sure that the Prince of Darkness will lead them out of the light in 2024, they signed Mike Williams to a 1-year deal. So far in the offseason, they've added offensive line help, a little old offensive line help with Tyron Smith of the Dallas Cowboys. But getting a guy like that, a proven wide receiver, a guy who's been in a Pro Bowl to go with Garrett Wilson, and who knows what they may do in the draft to help that out. But the Jets have been very sneaky, but very sneaky good, the kind of picks they've been able to make so far in free agency in the NFL.
I thought it was an area of need, a very significant move for this offense of New York Jets and for Aaron Rodgers to have another weapon. Now, yeah. Last year you thought that was going to probably be Alan Lazard, or you thought Randall Cobb was going to be able to step up a little bit more, but that wasn't the case at all. And we know how close Aaron Rodgers is to those two guys. When you sign a guy like Mike Williams, 6'4", 6'5", over 220 pounds, mm-hmm. I think he's one of the better jump ball contested catches, catching wide receivers in the National Football League.
Right.
And he tore his ACL last year. He's going to be coming back from that. You got to make sure he's fully healthy and ready to go. But when you add someone with that catch radius that's able to complement Garrett Wilson, and I love when teams have, two wide receivers that are totally different in body type.
Okay.
And their games Absolutely. Aren't similar. So when you look at Mike Williams being the bigger body guy, Garrett Wilson more shifty, floats when he runs, can climb the ladder, go up top and make catches as well. We've seen that acrobatic catch in a primetime game that he had last year from Zach Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
I think this offense, they're making the proper moves, I should say, to be able to have a lot of success in 2024. But a lot of that, Freddie, in my opinion, is going to be predicated off mm-hmm. are a lot of these guys going to be healthy. What we know yep. about Tyron Smith is that he hasn't been the most healthy the last few years in the National Football League. I'm glad they went out and got Morgan Moses. And the reason why they went and got three offensive linemen, when you look at how they were constructed in 2023, they were tied for third and sacks allowed with 64. That cannot happen, especially when you have an older quarterback in Aaron Rodgers coming off an Achilles injury.
Mm-hmm.
You want that guy to make sure that he's protected and he feels comfortable back there in that pocket. And literally, he got injured and tore his Achilles because, you know, they tried to cut blocking the quick game. Aaron probably held onto the football a little too much longer than he was supposed to. And boom, next thing you know, he's done for the year. So that meant Zach Wilson had to go in. But I mentioned Zach Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that they went and got a proper backup and Tyrod mm-hmm. Taylor as well. So mm-hmm. now if Aaron Rodgers goes down, you know you're playing someone who's had success in the National Football League, not greatly, but enough success, and he's played meaningful football that you feel comfortable that he can be able to hold things down until Aaron actually gets back, if that happens. You don't want that to happen if you're a Jets fan, if you're Woody Johnson, if you're Joe Douglas, if you're Robert Saleh, but now you're planning ahead and you're ready for any situation unlike they were a season ago.
It's more likely, in my opinion, and I'm saying this as a long-suffering Jets fan, that can be redundant depending on who you talk to. But as a long-suffering Jets fan, it's more than likely that Aaron Rodgers is not going to play every game this year. Let's look at the facts as they are in front of us. He is an older quarterback coming off that kind of injury, an Achilles injury. And I know modern science has been terrific when it comes to him, or now Kirk Cousins with your Atlanta Falcons. Both of those guys come off Achilles injuries, but both of those guys are older quarterbacks. It's more than likely that Tyrod Taylor may get a start or two because Aaron Rodgers coming back from that injury, and you got to be very, very careful. If you are the Jets, you got to be very, very careful, Aaron Rodgers, making sure that your body is going to be right when the season gets started. And based on that, that's why I think we could see Tyrod Taylor in for a game or two just to give Aaron Rodgers a break and make sure that if you're going to be a playoff team, with all the moves like we've seen that the Jets been able to make, you want to make sure your quarterback is going to be there. But it does come down to this. You mentioned the word health. Because we can talk about these moves all we want that have been good for the Jets, but health's the most important thing. And that led Mina Kimes, ESPN NFL analyst, to say this.
If they're all healthy, offensive line, Tyron Smith at left tackle, fantastic. Aaron Rodgers coming off Achilles, if he's healthy, fantastic. Mike Williams, if he's healthy, fantastic. The offense, if they're healthy, should be really good. And we'll see what Rodgers looks like coming back. But, you know, those three players obviously do have injury history now, so they're very all in, which I think is the right approach given the quarterback and his age. But obviously, there's a lot of unknowns because of the health factor.
That was Mina Kimes on Freddie and Harry, in which we were not there because we were here. He's Harry Dulux. I'm Freddie, coming in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio in the ESPN app presented by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. You can save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com today. So now the most important thing for me as a New York Jets fan. What are they going to do with the 10th pick in the draft? Because now it should be set up, Harry Douglas. You don't need to go offensive line. You don't need to go wide receiver. You don't need to go running back. You know, Lord knows you don't need to go defense. They got enough of those guys. There's a certain tasty morsel there with the 10th pick in the draft where Joe does a general manager go, NP Power. I can get Brock Bowers, the tight end from Georgia, and make this whole thing work. If he's there, there's no reason, Harry Douglas, that the New York Jets, they should literally sprain their ankles running up to the podium in Detroit where you're going to be part of the NFL draft coverage and hand that card to Roger Goodell and say, give us a little BB, give us a little Brock Bowers, the tight end from Georgia, to make this work with the 10th pick in the draft.
Well, you also, if you're Woody Johnson, the owner of the New York Jets, or if you're Joe Douglas, the general manager, you got to say to yourself, okay, are we putting all the chips in to try to get something done right now, right, within the next year, the 2024-2025 season? And if your answer is yes, then I'm taking Brock Bowers at number 10. Because you're talking about a guy that not only can go out wide and be a wide receiver slash tight end type pass catcher, but he can also be in the three-point stance and block the edge in the run game in which you have Breece Hall. And we know how dynamic and how good he is in the run game and also like he showed last year in the pass game and like he showed when he was at Iowa State. So you can't ignore the offensive line situation, though. Because if you're in a spot that you can actually take someone that's young and can be groomed by these older guys, you would like to do that as well. But it's all predicated off, in my opinion, what's your approach to this season? Is it, are we just talking about this season or the next two seasons?
Sure.
Or are we talking about, like, you know, the next 4 or 5 years, possibly 6 years with this pick that we're going to make? Now, granted, whoever you pick, they're going to be there for a while.
Right.
But when I look at a Brock Bowers, we know instantly he's ready to play right now. He can make a huge difference on your football team. Their second leading receiver was actually a tight end the last 2 years, was Tyler Conklin.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to put Brock Bowers in that situation and have the flexibility to be able to flex him out as the single receiver and create those mismatches like we see with a TJ Hockenson, like we see with a Sam Laporta, or what we see like with these other Travis Kelce? Do you want to do those type of things? Because I think the skill set and the ability that he has to actually run away from secondary defenders, That's a major plus in your opinion. Or do you want to go the offensive line route? I think this is a deep wide receiver class, so you necessarily don't have to go wide receiver in round one because there's so many that you can choose from in this draft.
Right.
But I think for the Jets, they have a lot of options. Mm-hmm. And I personally would take Brock Bowers at number 10 just so our offense could be that more lethal, and it puts a lot of more pressure on the opponent that we're playing from a defensive standpoint. But I don't know that's the way they would go.
Yeah, two things about what you just said, because I love when you do this, because you play in the NFL for 10 years. I love the way you break things down in terms of future and present and how you can marry those two things together. I'm a big believer that you worry about tomorrow when tomorrow comes, especially more than ever before in the National Football League. It's not year by year. It's second by second in the NFL. If you don't believe me, ask the Kansas City Chiefs, where everybody said, oh, the dynasty's over, down with the Kings, down with the Kings. And all of a sudden we're looking at the team and saying they may make it three in a row when it comes to Kansas City. You know why? Because they worry about tomorrow when tomorrow comes. Yep. They're so good of dealing in the present and making sure, what can we do to make sure we can win games now? And when tomorrow happens, we'll worry about that. That should be the Jets' approach. You worry about tomorrow when tomorrow comes. If Brock Bowers is there, it's not about 10 years. It's about what can he do to help us now. This way we don't have a 2024 like we had in 2023. That's number one based on what you said. Number two, when it comes to this football team, this star-crossed organization, you can't leave anything to chance when you're the New York Jets. You should not even allow yourself to even think about 5 years down the road, because at the last year, play number four, your season was over when it came to the New York Jets. So all the moves they made, I'm with the Jets on this one. It is not about 2025, 2026, 2027. It is about 2024. You worry about those things when those years happen. And Joe Douglas has said, we're in win-now mode, because every NFL team should be in that mentality, whether you're a team that's a championship team or a team trying to even get into the playoffs in modern football.
And just to give context to our listeners and also our viewers, the reason why I said years down the line is because when you look at the offensive lineman that they do have, when you look at Tyron Smith, he's on a one-year deal. I don't think Morgan Moses has a lot of years left on his deal as well. So after a year, you might have to replace those guys. So that's why I say, just to give context to our listeners, why I said offensive lineman there at 10.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The Jets are currently favored to take Georgia tight end Brock Bowers in the first round, plus 110 to draft Bowers. As a matter of fact, on Mel Kiper Jr.'s big board, that's where he believes he's going to be selected with the 10th pick in the draft by the New York Jets. But we'll see.
That boy bad, I tell you that.
Yeah, well, you ain't lying.
I didn't see him, Brock Bowers. I remember I broke down the tape for him. I think it was one of the semifinal games a few years ago. And, the stuff that I was just witnessing on film, I said to myself, this is a tight end outrunning everyone in a top program secondary? Mm-hmm. Like, this is crazy.
Is he a DSGB, a down South Georgia boy? Does he qualify?
I don't know. Is Brock from Georgia?
Yeah, we'll find out.
I don't know. I got to look that up.
He played for him. That's got to qualify.
That should be automatic qualifier there.
Whoa. Now, hold on, guys.
Not the same thing.
Hold the hell on. He played. Let me put my glass.
Hey, he played.
Did you say that?
I mean, come on. By the way, he's from Napa, California. He can't be a DSGB.
Y'all made me put my glasses back on.
He's an OWCB.
With no lenses.
Out West California boy.
He's an NVGB, a Napa Valley, Georgia boy, not a down South Georgia boy when it comes to Brock Bowers. Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. And we're going to do a little early Cameron Pratt trivia question with the first day of baseball happening today involving the Dodgers and the Padres playing overseas in Seoul, South Korea. So, Cam Pratt, what you got?
Yes, we're going to talk a little baseball. Dodgers beat the Padres 5-2. We are looking for, this is not group, you're all going to give individual guesses.
Oh, Lord.
Who is the only player in Major League Baseball history to lead the league in home runs with three different teams?
Wow. All wrong answers are next. This is Mike Greenberg, along with Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Greeny, the podcast.
Here's Ohtani with two on and one out. He swings at the first pitch, hits it into the left center field gap. That's a base hit. Here's Lux coming around third. He'll score standing. It is 5-2 as Shohei Ohtani comes up with his first run batted in as a Dodger.
AM 570 LA Sports with the call. So, yeah, it was an LA day when it comes to Major League Baseball and Seoul, South Korea, part of Seoul Series. The Dodgers beating the San Diego Padres. People lined up 4-plus hours before the game got started to get in to see these two kick off Major League Baseball in 2024. Harry Douglas, Freddie coming in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Can't wait to hear what Jessica Mendoza, ESPN Baseball analyst, had to say about the beginning of baseball season, other storylines that are out there. Hit her on Twitter, Jess Mendoza. But we bring in Cameron Pratt, who has the Cam trivia, and I guarantee you every answer is going to be wrong when we had this. So we're going to bring in Jessica Mendoza. She got a chance to have her say on this. But Cam, what is the trivia question that you have for us that I completely think, other than Jessica Mendoza, that we're going to get wrong?
Yeah, Jess, you can go last since you have not had the break to think about this one. So we're going to start with with you guys first. Uh-huh. The question is, which player is the only player in MLB history to lead the league in homers with three different franchises? Freddie, we'll start with you.
I had two guesses because Reggie Jackson played for the Oakland Athletics, the New York Yankees, and the Angels. But I don't think he led it with the Angels. My other one, and Harry and I talked about this, Alex Rodriguez played for three different teams, the New York Yankees, the Seattle Mariners, and the Texas Rangers. So
Freddie's in with A-Rod.
I think it's A-Rod.
You can replicate the answer if you want to. Harry, what's your guess?
Yeah, so I'm going to go with A-Rod because I know for sure he did it with the Rangers and he did it with the Yankees. I'm not sure on the Mariners, but he's two of the three, so I'm going A-Rod.
Yeah. Bubba.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone else either, so I'm going A-Rod. I hate to be the same as Harry.
Wow.
Clown.
Really?
I'm going A-Rod.
Jeez.
All right, Jess.
It's got to be Alex. Like, I mean, the only thing is the Seattle years, you know, with the other guys that were there, and honestly,
yeah.
The years, but definitely with Texas when he was MVP and the Yanks.
Mm-hmm. All right. The correct answer
is
Reggie Jackson.
Oh, man, I just said this.
Reggie Jackson did it in 1973 and 75 with the A's. He did it in 1980 with the Yankees, and he did it in 1982 with the Angels. A-Rod never led the league in homers with the Mariners.
I had it right there, Reggie Jackson.
That's it.
See? I told myself that, and I just, Freddie, you had it, man.
I had it right there.
Yeah.
It's like having the final answer of Jeopardy and saying, nah, that's not the one. And then you wind up losing the game as far as that goes.
Now, let me say this. Bubba, I will address you in the commercial break.
Yeah, yes, but let's address Jessica Mendoza with the Major League Baseball season. And, Jessica, we had a chance to see opening day part one when it comes to Major League Baseball, this Dodgers team. And Harry said it best before he got started. You make one mistake and all hell breaks loose. This team has that potential to maybe be the most winningest team for one season in Major League Baseball. Have you ever seen or remember an offense being this stacked like we could see from the Dodgers this season, and why?
I mean, I don't know. You go back to even some of the Dodgers lineups in the 50s. You got the big red machine as well, the Yanks teams. I mean, there's definitely been rosters. To me, it's the first three, right? Like, so that to me where it's historic. Mookie, Freddie, Shohei there in the middle. And the fact that Shohei Ohtani is who he is, too. I mean, there's no player that we might ever see again. There's definitely been no player like him. And even what we saw in this game, I mean, like his ability, he's such a presence in the batter's box, guys, but like his flexibility and talent is just so unique in itself. And that's just his hitting. We're not going to see him pitch this year. We might see him play the outfield, but this lineup, also, we need to focus on like the bottom half of the lineup. So Gavin Lux has got to be a dude that has to step. Teoscar Hernandez is a guy that they added because it can't just be these three guys. So I look at the bottom to see who's going to turn this thing over. Right. Because that, as exciting as it is, those first three guys, I want to see the other six be able to produce as well.
Just for me, a team that was already stacked, but you add a Hernandez, like you mentioned, a Ohtani, a Yamamoto, a Glasnow. You look at this team now and you think about 2001, the Seattle Mariners winning 116 games, although they lost to the Yankees in the ALCS in five games. Do you think this Dodger team could break that record of 116 wins?
No. And the reason is because they've done it. They've won 100 games. They won their darn division for a decade. Like, it doesn't matter when they get to the end of the season of breaking that record. I know this is a fact. I work with the Dodgers. Dave Roberts, the way that they're going to manage this team is to get there and to win in October. Because, yes, that's a sexy, yes, if they win 117 games, that'd be great. But right. At the end of the day, you just mentioned it. Seattle lost when it mattered the most. Like, they made it to the postseason, and they had this incredible record. But you got to think of what that takes on it. Team to be able to get to 116, 117 wins. Dodgers have been there, done that as far as a ton of wins, leading the entire, all of baseball in wins.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you don't win in October. So I see them slowing it down in September. If they've already got the division, they know they're going to be in the postseason. We saw that last year. They even, you know, started to sit some of their star players. So I definitely don't see that record getting broken.
So when you look at the National League, who are your teams that you're looking at to play in the NLCS?
I mean, the Atlanta Braves.
Oh, thank you, Jess. That's why I love you.
What a loaded question.
You up for my team.
Wow.
Thank you, Jess.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting a lot of votes and conversation about them being the team that's going to win, even with all this hype around the Dodgers, all the signings. And what's crazy about the Atlanta Braves is you think that they went, you know, they signed Chris Sale. Mm-hmm. They got Jared Kelenic from Washington, Seattle. And you think about people don't know about Jared Kelenic, but he came over in the Mets trade when Edwin Diaz went to the Mets, and that was a huge prospect that definitely, I think, can thrive in Atlanta. He's felt a lot of pressure in Seattle, but are you kidding me in that lineup? And then, of course, Chris Sale to be able to add to that rotation. So the Atlanta Braves, they led all of baseball in every single offensive category. They're one of the best pitching teams. That team is super exciting, and no one's talking about it, which is exactly where they want to be.
So what it was like this morning that you wake up and you're going to do get up, and also you look across and there's Chris Mad Dog Russo literally 8 feet away from you. You don't have a bat in your hand.
Oh, I'm doing first take here in a second, and I'm bringing my bat. Like, let's go.
Like, she didn't have enough to deal with twice with Chris Russo. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. We kid because we don't care. Always appreciate you, Jess. Enjoy the baseball season. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Great stuff
thank
by you. Jess Mendoza, ESPN Baseball. And a great follow on Twitter, Jess Mendoza, joining Freddie Coleman, Harry Douglas, part of Greeny with Mike Greenberg, in for him today on ESPN Radio. By the way, ESPN Bet is now live. How live is it? They are the official sports book of ESPN, so ESPN Bet is the only place to find daily exclusives and offers with your favorite ESPN personalities and shows. So sign up today and new users will get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. You can find all your favorite markets and bets like in-game wagering, cross-board parlays, teasers, and all the props you can handle. That's ESPN Bet. Download today. What a play. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. If you have a gambling problem, do yourself a favor. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. I can't believe you have found the way to work in your Atlanta Braves when you had that loaded question with Jessica Mendoza, my friend. I can't
believe you.
Did
you think I was not with the wonderful and great Jessica Mendoza joining us on today's show?
Man, I wish I had a stack of pancakes with the syrup that you're laying on this early in the morning, man.
Hey,
I mean, we're talking about thick maple from you, my friend.
Yes. Who, and Jess is also a mother. Bubba. So I can't wait for a few months so we can celebrate all these mothers.
You're obsessed with Mother's Day.
Why don't you wish her a happy Mother's Day?
Exactly. And by the way, what is your obsession with you and Bubba having this kind of salty routine back and forth? That's what I want to know.
I mean, Bubba just called him a clown on the air.
He really did. Very extreme, Bubba.
Wow. Okay,
well, I don't like people who cheat during trivia.
Hey, he didn't.
He didn't even get it right.
He's
the worst cheater ever.
Yeah, so I don't even cheat because I don't have to.
Oh my goodness, man! Oh man, I say you and Bubba should take this show on the road. You guys make a lot of money.
Let me say this because Bubba say I cheated during trivia. Mm-hmm. Well, does that make you even smarter because you chose the same answer that I did?
That's what I said. I regret going with you. I should have taken Reggie.
You should have.
That would have been the correct play there.
I should have taken Reggie. I had it right there in front of me.
Yeah, you should have. Yeah.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Yeah, no, Bootsy has a song about it.
Yeah, we were all wrong when it came to that. But when you look at a Dodgers team, and Harry, I thought you made the point before we got started today in terms of teams that had that kind of threat where everybody is looking up at them. But there's always that one team. But they're never out of a game. That's where the Dodgers are. They're like the Kansas City Chiefs in the NFL. They're really like the Denver Nuggets team that we saw last night play against the Minnesota Timberwolves, where Nikola Jokic let it be known, hey, Ant-Man, I know you the man, but I'm the boss here. I'm the boss. There's certain teams that you look at and say, man, if we make a mistake, we could pay. I wonder if we're going to see that from a Dodgers team, because we saw that 2 years ago, your Atlanta Braves. They were never out of a game. And when teams made a mistake, the Braves made them pay. When the Braves made a mistake, the teams were never able to do to them what the Braves were able to do to them winning a championship a couple of years ago.
Well, but I think it's also, Freddie, what Jessica mentioned, you can't have the blemishes that you've had in the playoffs the last 2 years when you know your roster's phenomenal. So you can't lose and get swept by the Arizona Diamondbacks last year if you're the Los Angeles Dodgers.
True.
It can't be the Padres the year before, previous to that, someone in your own division that takes you out so you don't have an opportunity to win a World Series. Those type of things cannot happen, which it happened to the Dodgers the last 2 years.
Right.
So when you think about the win record that we mentioned with Jessica Mendoza at 116 games that was set by the 2001 Mariners, I can understand why Dave Roberts doesn't want to focus on that, because what transpired the last 2 years for this organization was a major letdown. And I believe 2 years ago, they were the best record, and they had the best record in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a total letdown. And for how the Padres were able to do them, because I watched a ton of those baseball games, but to get swept last year and not win one game versus the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
That can't happen.
Major League Baseball needs the two teams that you mentioned to be where they're supposed to be. Beyond anybody else, beyond the Yankees, beyond the Phillies, beyond anybody. Major League Baseball, if you're going to find a way to climb back up the ladder when it comes to young people in this country loving your sport, wanting to watch your sport, wanting to embrace your sport, wanting to digest your sport, you need the Dodgers and the Atlanta Braves to be in the National League Championship Series. You need one of those two teams to be in the World Series. If Major League Baseball will have their way, you get a chance to have Shohei Ohtani on that kind of stage in the World Series, man, they'll sell people down the river to make sure that's going to happen. But if you're going to be the kind of, for this morning, specifically this morning, for the first time in a long time, Major League Baseball was better than the NCAA tournament. And that's because of the University of Virginia, the way they played last night. They went from UVA to UVUG. That's how bad that was when they lost in that first four game. You had a chance to have that kind of showcase early in the morning with people that people want to see, especially Shohei Ohtani. You can ill afford to have the Dodgers and the Braves not have a deep run in the playoffs. And as a Mets fan, I can't believe I'm saying that. But I live on planet Earth, and I know how things work.
That's right.
If you get one or the other, you can deal with it. If you get both, that'll be fantastic. If you get neither, that's the last thing you need if you're Major League Baseball, not having either one of those teams, the Dodgers and the Braves, not being the NLCS when it's all said and done.
No, I would also say this. I looked up the odds this morning for, you know, teams that could potentially win the World Series. They had the Dodgers at the best odds. The Braves were second. The Houston Astros, and we can never count that baseball team out with the way they've been, I'll say, over the last 10 years. They had the Yankees at fourth.
Right.
Very surprising to me because of the Garrett Cole situation. They had the Rangers at fifth and the Orioles at sixth and the Phillies I think they're seventh.
Okay.
Yep.
You need the Astros on the other side. They're still the villains of Major League Baseball.
Well, here's my thing, though. Like, if you get a matchup between the Dodgers and the Astros, I think everyone would be comfortable with that. Or if it's the Braves and the Astros, I think people would be comfortable with that as well.
Right, because with the Dodgers, when you sign Shohei Ohtani that kind of money, you vault to the top of the attention stack. By the way, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app presented by Progressive Insurance. Because everything he does is going to be magnified. He went 2-for-5 today with an RBI and a stolen base. He is eye candy when you watch him. There are other players that are like that. I mean, De La Cruz with the Cincinnati Reds. If he played in a bigger market, we know more
Love
about
De La
him.
Cruz.
Man, he is so good. He's an NFL tight end playing Major League Baseball. That's what he looks like. You got guys that you have that people can wrap their eyes and their ears around. And they're playing without a storied baseball team in Cincinnati, or they're playing for an organization in a city like Los Angeles. So if you're Major League Baseball, you have a chance right now to really get that kind of attention before the NFL takes over the universe again, before college football takes over the universe again. You have a chance to have a team in Los Angeles, the Dodgers team, with, in my opinion, the best uniforms in baseball, with that guy Shohei Ohtani having that kind of attention. If that's not going to be magnified by Major League Baseball, then what are you doing when it's sitting there on a plate for you where you can have young people say, I want to see that. I want to see him. I can't wait to watch that. Major League Baseball has got to do a better job of promoting these guys and not just relying on the people coming to them. They need to bring their sport and those personalities to young people out there that want to embrace baseball but don't want to have a chance to do that because baseball doesn't seem to care.
I think another one that can be taken to another level is Julio Rodriguez,
yes,
right, for the Seattle Mariners.
Good call.
And what he's been able to do over the last 3 years. So I'm really, really looking forward to baseball this season. You know how much I love baseball, Freddie. So we're going to talk baseball a lot on Freddie and Harry throughout this spring. And people buckle up and enjoy that ride.
Yeah, the worst part about what you just said is because I know my Mets are not going to be anywhere near your Atlanta Braves. So I got 162 games. I got at least 5 months of Harry going, oh, I got to deal with that from April through September. And not if, but when he get into the playoffs in October. I may literally have to take a one-month vacation to get away from Harry Douglas based on the Atlanta Braves.
But I'll tell you this, though, and if there was one matchup I was nervous about last year, it was the Braves with the Phillies. I even told Himbo this.
Yeah, you did.
Like, all the times I was doing get-up, because I don't know what it is, but that Philadelphia squad, when it comes to the Braves, and you talk about playoff baseball, Philly just seems to step up to the plate. Now, they haven't stepped up to the plate when it comes to, you know, winning the World Series, you know, within the last 2 or 3 years, but they, you know, showed up and showed out.
Either one of your teams just drive me nuts. Your team, the Phillies, it's going to be a long season for my New York Mets when it's all said and done. You can always enter the chat anytime you want on Twitter, Coleman ESPN, and at HDouglas83. Don't forget the phone number as well, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Is there anything Major League Baseball can do to get you interested or more interested? 888-729-3776 and on Twitter at Coleman ESPN and at HDouglas83. Like we mentioned, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. I know you could not stand what happened last night involving Virginia basketball, the way they played and lost to Colorado State. Your boy Freddie has a solution that should be put in place to avoid situations like that. That solution is next on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greeny, the podcast.
Harry Douglas, that's him. Freddie Cohen, that's me. In for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so that you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Oh, we're going to get to my solution. This way we can avoid what we saw last night from Virginia basketball in the first four tournament game against Colorado State. We'll get to that after we hear from you at 888-729-3776. What does baseball need to do to keep you interested or to get you interested? Let's hear what you have to say from Michael in the great state of Georgia, which is Harry's home state. Michael, what does baseball need to do to keep you interested or to get you interested, my friend?
Hey, first off, big fan, guys. Big Falcons fan. Harry Douglas, I love you, man. Thank you for representing Atlanta.
No, thank you, bud. I appreciate all the support, too. Rock on, baby.
Hey, no problem, dude. So one thing I've noticed, I've lived in Georgia since the 90s. You used to be able to watch the Braves on TBS. Now the only way you're able to watch them is on Bally Sports. You can't even get the Bally Sports app and access the Braves. You can't watch MLB TV and access the Braves. It's blacked out in the area. And it's crazy. People aren't able to watch their own home team and their own home state. And I feel like changing up the TV rights may be able to put more eyes on the teams.
Well, we all know, like, these owners, it's the money thing and which direction they go in when it comes to TV rights and whatnot. But mm-hmm. I think that is actually a great point.
Yeah.
Because you're not the first person I've heard complain about that. And it's not just with the Braves. It's other markets as well, right? That's what they really want. They want you to be at the ballpark buying hot dogs, buying peanuts, buying mm-hmm. a Coke,
yeah.
Buying cotton candy for your kids. Because you know if you go to a ballpark with your kid,
right.
Trust me, I know. I've been there with my daughter and my son. I buy everything that I'm probably not supposed to buy. And your kids can't, you know, ignore the little cute faces.
Right.
So they want more people in the stands, but at the same time, you're spending crazy money to ballparks as well. And we're talking about over 100 plus games a year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So people don't have that type of money. So I think changing a TV deal, changing the TV rights would be a major way for people to be more into baseball.
Well, you know what happens. I'm going to bring in Bubba on this, one of our producers behind the scenes, because he's about to go to his 17th opening day for Major League Baseball. It comes to New York Mets. And Bubba, what did you find out about tickets as the Mets?
Oh, Bubba's a Mets fan.
Bubba's a Mets fan like I am. Yeah. He's going to see them play Milwaukee next week. What did you find out about Major League Baseball and what the Mets are doing this year?
Yeah, so I'm going to opening day. Got tickets for Citi Field this year. And obviously the Mets had an incredibly disappointing season last year. But as we're going to buy tickets this year, we found out that Steve Cohen raised the prices at various amounts throughout. But I think our tickets, the ones we got this year, were like 17% more, whatever it was. Whatever the percentage was, it was way more than it should be, considering how bad they were last year. You know,
yeah.
It's frustrating, especially. I mean, obviously, all owners are rich, but Steve Cohen is like the richest you can be, and he just comes across as a fan's fan,
right?
And you think he's kind of be this, you know, representative of the fan, and he's going to want to be great, and then all of a sudden they have the worst season we've had in years. Okay, tickets are raised, and it's just so frustrating because you know you want to support the team, but you know, yeah, I mean, I yeah. usually go with a group of people, and some of them didn't even go because it's just. It's getting to be too much. You know, I've been going, like you said, for seven. It's actually more because I didn't go a couple of years during the pandemic. So for 20 years, and the tickets we used to get for, you know, Shea, God knows how cheap they were. Now, you know, I'm paying like $160 to go to this opening day. Like, it's
wow.
crazy.
Wow. That's what happens because they come from the little people first.
We're talking about 162 games, too, Freddie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and imagine having like actual season tickets. Like, I'm just going to one you know, game.
Right.
Imagine having season tickets.
Yeah, for 81 games.
Yeah.
They always come for the little people first.
Yeah, 81 home games. Yep.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Brian in California, my friend, what can Major League Baseball do to be relevant to you or keep you relevant when it comes to Major League Baseball?
It's pretty simple, fellas. They got to shorten this season. I can't tell you, as a Dodger fan, I am so sick and tired of spending 6 months out of the year watching this team do so well in the regular season and to just crap the bed in the first round. I mean, I would feel much better if the season was shorter because I feel like I just, you know, kind of wasted 6 months. Every year. So I think the season's got to be shortened. I know that messes up the records. That messes up a lot of, you know, the past history. But they got to evolve sooner or later because I think it's pretty clear, you know, baseball's on the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to sports right now.
So, Brian, I would say this. There are a lot of Mets fans that feel the same way you feel too, as well, because, you know, there are times that they will start good, but we all know how they finish most of the time. So, Bubba, I'm pretty sure Freddie feel the same way. A few years ago, they actually had a major lead on the Braves, and the Braves were able to come back because the extension
trolling.
Of the season, or how long the season was.
Stop trolling.
So, there are Mets fans that feel the same way you feel, Brian.
Jeez, you couldn't wait. Not even Brian was barely off the phone 2 seconds.
He's hardly even making the same point that Brian is too.
He just wanted to point out the Mets collapse.
Exactly. That the Braves came back a few years ago.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, we get it. The Mets are known for collapsing short in the season.
The Mets collapsed. Oh my goodness! I didn't know it.
See, this is why we can't have nice things anymore because of people like Harry Douglas. This is why those things are a problem.
But I would say this to his point with the Mets. With the Dodgers though. Arizona, like I mentioned, they got swept. They lost to the Padres 3-1 series, and then they lost to the Braves the year the Braves won the World Series. Had to point that out again. 4-2 in that series. You have to be able to show more when you have that unbelievable all-star roster, because to lose to the Braves 4-2 and then the Braves go on to win the World Series, that's just crazy.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're going to move the conversation when it comes to how my solution is to help the NCAA turn when it comes to selection Sunday and also the teams being selected. We're going to do that in about 10 minutes, but this has got you riled up a little bit. Harry Douglas, my former friend, I'm Freddie Coleman, and for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio, what can baseball do to be relevant to you once again, or to keep baseball relevant to you if you've been a baseball fan like Harry Douglas is, like I am? 888-729-3776. Todd in the great state of South Carolina, my friend, what do you got to say?
Hey, guys, good morning. Thanks for letting me in. I'm a big fan of the show. I listen in the afternoon every day.
Thank you.
When I can.
Appreciate
it. Just wanted to point out an idea. I know it's far-fetched, but the problem with today's baseball is the lack of offense. You have way too many hitters that are hovering at about 200 or 225 max, or even below 200, but they're in the lineup. So my idea is, because most teams have between 4 to 5 really good hitters and players, is shrink the offensive lineup to the best 6 only and have them do a rotation, so I don't have to watch as a fan the terrible hitting players that are 7, 8, and 9 that could barely scratch 200. And it would create more excitement because you have guys like Alonso and Acuna and Olsen and Trout and Otani hitting 7, 8 times a game because it's a rotation of 6 rather than a rotation of 9. Once that offense comes into the game, runs will be elevated. It'll mean pitchers have to be better because they're going through a gauntlet every time that they're pitching. It would immensely increase the popularity of baseball. You just got to shrink it, and the other 3 would be used for defense only and or running if necessary, but shrink it to 6, and you'll see that will really propel baseball back to where it should be, either number 1 or number 2. Thanks for letting me come in.
Radical, by the way.
I think that would also start to affect a lot of people's bottom line when you look at the 7, 8, and 9 hitters who have an opportunity to showcase their talents, because it's not like we have all 7, 8, 9 hitters that can't hit. Now, if MLB was to do that, the number's not 6. That's extremely short. I would say the number probably would have to be 7.
Okay.
Because now you would eliminate 2. At least you still have that. But you know, I'm a traditionalist when it comes to baseball. So I don't.
Yeah.
I like the 9 batters. Or even if you want to do it 8.
Mm-hmm. That bottom place hitter.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. The one thing they've done, we don't allow pitchers to hit anymore. That's a benefit as far as I'm
that's
concerned.
That's a major benefit.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Because I almost said that, but then I'm thinking about the DH and like we don't have to watch that nonsense anymore.
Yeah, so I'm glad of that. I mean, I'm not going to say his idea is bad. I don't mind radical ideas because I think all ideas should have a chance to be heard, whether you embrace it or not. But if you're Major League Baseball, they keep trying. I'll give them that credit, Harry. They've had the pitch clock. You can't be dancing in and out of the batter's box. I mean, we had 3 pitching clock violations today involving the game between the Padres and Dodgers. I'm like, yeah, stop wasting everybody's time. Get your butt on the pitcher's mound and throw the ball. Get your butt in the batter's box and try to hit the baseball. So they've done that. Even though traditionalists tried to fight against it, they eventually came around. So I'm not opposed to any kind of idea because baseball is the first sport I've ever loved. And I hate the fact that we talk about baseball in past tense in terms of reality when it comes to they should be among the big four sports in terms of attention when it comes to this country.
Listen, baseball was my first love. I love everything about it. I can sit there and watch a little league, college, high school, MLB game and be perfectly fine.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.